It's the show after the show. About the show. John, Jay, and Rich present Afterwards.
Scott, hello.
Hello, my brother.
Hey, Grant is in the studio. Grant's been talking about you for the last week or so, and he wanted to come in here and introduce you to everybody. So, Scott, so Grant, go ahead, or Gary.
So Gary has taken over phones in the last couple weeks here, and I've realized there is a plethora of characters, of people that call in the show, and we don't necessarily always have time for everybody to get through because there's so many callers calling in.
It's kind of like you have your own show going on back there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I'm entertained. I'm entertained all day.
Like, you talk to Scott probably every day. But it's the first time we talked to Scott.
I think I've talked to Scott three times. I tried to set this up before. I was really, really excited about it because you started watching the show on, was it Netflix? Meat Eater?
Meat Eaters? Yeah.
With Steve Rinella?
Yeah.
And you said you were disturbed by, you know, the field dressing, by some of the wildlife, some, you know, just how the...
Because you see a couple hunters, and they go shoot it, they kill a bear,
right,
and then right there, they gut the bear, kill the bear, gut the bear, and then you see them later cook the bear and eat the bear and serve the bear at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like you see from beginning to end, which is how life is in restaurants.
So...
Restaurants, tough business.
I thought this was perfect, because the other week, we had on North Colorado's... premier critter trapper Scott, right? And he not only knows everything about, you know, the wildlife, he's been dealing with people coming into the wild during COVID, and how he told me how the wildlife and how everything has changed in the last 8 months in terms of like his job. But then he called me back yesterday, 2 days ago on hump day, and he said, hey, it's hump day. And Scott, what was the hump day? You said there was something with skunks?
Skunk day.
Skunk day.
Come on, baby. It is it is live action out there, man. We are getting ready to come into springtime. Baby, the critters are locked, cocked, ready to rock, repopulate the planet, baby. It's finna get it on. And nothing like the smell of a female putting off them pheromones. Come on now. We know what that is, what that's like, to draw in the dudes, man. I mean, it draws in skunks. Next thing you know, one thing leads to another. And she's picky. God love her, man. That's what we love about the female species, okay? She picky. She one comes in, she's like, not today. Bam, she blasts a dude, and then he's got to leave. He's got to do the walk of shame with the stank all over him outside, and then he runs into the next contestant where they're brobbling it up out there, man, tearing it up like, you know, no, it's me. Man, the dude leaves crying a tear, stanking like nobody's business. Next dude come in thinking he's it, man. This is it. It's on like Donkey Kong, and she ain't ready. Come on.
Are you talking about skunks, or are you talking about The Bachelor?
Ain't this like any dude, man. We are locked, cocked, and ready to rock, man. But females like, nah. Nah, ain't gonna happen today.
Not but that today. Skunk smell that we smell is like when a skunk is getting like feeling afraid and releasing everything. You're saying the pheromone skunk smell is different and alluring.
Well, no, yeah, absolutely. And listen, I consider myself to be a connoisseur of the nose, man. I am next to the bloodhound. I kind of know what's going on when I can walk. Listen, I can park out in the outside of your street, out on the curb, and just from the funk coming from your house, if you don't know what it is, I could pretty much tell you what's going on up in your attic, under your crawl space. Man, it is all about the funkalicious, baby.
All
and
right.
Let me tell you something, man. I ain't right. That's my nickname. Ain't right. Because when I get done, I crawl out of an attic with a handful of baby raccoons, man. People just look at me and shake their head and go, man, you ain't right. So, yeah, I'm changing my name to Ain't Right on my shirts, man.
That's hilarious. Do you see a lot of these animals get down?
Do what with animals?
Do you see them? Like, you know when they're doing it, so do you actually see it go down?
Oh, no, listen, that's private. I don't, that's like,
he's respectful. You know, he ain't right.
Let's just say I've seen some things. Skunks are right in there with the swinger type deal that I heard about with the two-legged wildlife. I can't help you, man. Two-legged wildlife's out of control. They right there, emotional, opinionated, man. I can't do nothing with the two-legged wildlife, man.
Hey, so when you catch a bunch of baby raccoons in an attic, what do you do with them?
So I have several options, man. You know, obviously, John Jay, I got to work under the perimeters and statutes that I have out here in my neck of the woods, right? And, you know, if my rescues are open, I have several rescues that we can take them to, you know. But, I mean, there's lots of different scenarios, man. People just think an attic and a raccoon, it's the same thing every single time, brother. It ain't the same thing, man. It's always different. Sometimes I got a litter of raccoons in a chimney, in the back of a fireplace, in the smoke box. And mama was out during the day and she got sick, hit by a car, etc. And now we just got this litter. And so, unfortunately, man, here's the deal, man. Death is real, right? Death is real. We all face this. And that is my goal out there in life, is to help people understand that, listen, I don't like doing what I do. I'm not one that's going to show it off and rant and rave about it and wipe the blood under my eyes and, you know, I killed it. No, man. That, listen, man. Mark Twain said it right, man. Every beating heart, man, was formed for a reason and a purpose, and I believe in that. But let me tell you, when I do have to euthanize the animals, when I don't have any other options, when I can't relocate or take to a rescue, let me tell you, man, I believe in utilizing this. Let me share a little something with you about Colorado and the Front Range out here. Listen, there was this old book back in the day. I think the cancel culture got rid of it, but there was this old book, and it was, I believe, Genesis 9:3, I think, was the little excerpt in there. And it said something to the effect of, I have created all things of the sea and the earth, plants and animals, for you to use. So what happened out here in Colorado, man? Everybody took that to heart, man. I've created all things from the sea and earth, plants and animals. So everybody took the plant thing to heart, started growing marijuana, we legalized it, everybody got high and emotional and forgot about the animal part that we're supposed to use them. We are, you know, it is our job to keep wildlife alive. Listen, without it, we are nothing, man. Without the insects, the wildlife, we are nothing, man. And my passion goes out to Jacques Cousteau, Steve Irwin, man. These guys were, you know, and Bugs Bunny, Roadrunner Show, man.
Sure,
you know,
I get that.
Listen, the coyote, man, he never could catch a Roadrunner till he started reading science and figured out, oh, hell, I can't really catch him now. So they discontinued it. They got it off the air. Look at Elmer Fudd, man. Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny. What happened, man? He never could get him. What happened? Bugs overpopulated, right? Everybody, you know how to breed like a rabbit, okay? Overpopulated out here on the Front Range. Next thing you know, they started crossing perimeters, their biological area, started spreading these little things called fleas out of the prairie dog towns, and it started carrying the rabbit fever or tularemia. Once tularemia hit, guess what? The Fuddmeister, man, he got the tularemia, and he kicked it. So they had to kick all them off of him, man. There was no more Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Show, baby.
Wow.
Damn. So getting back to my question, when you get the raccoons out of the attic, you take them to a rescue, or you got to euthanize them?
I do. I can take them, you know, if the rescues are open. Let's think about out here on the Front Range, man. Everybody's getting it on. There's a lot of stuff, man. We're getting down and getting dirty. And things overpopulate, brother. Things
right.
overpopulate.
Okay.
Again,
I think I got you.
Yeah. I take them when I can take them. I take them when there's room. If I can relocate every species, again, under statute, every species has an area, a set perimeter that I can take and relocate
okay.
that animal.
Do you have pets yourself? Scott, do you have pets?
I sure do, man. I got an alligator. I got, no, not really, man. No, listen, man. The alligator's hanging on the wall, and he's also part of my vest. The other alligator's part of my vest.
He's every animal.
The alligator. Yeah, I mean, beer battered alligator, man. Home, school, down and dirty, beer batter, alligator, baby. It don't get no better other than beaver backstrap or rattlesnake. I mean, man, come on. I utilize this stuff. I don't waste it. I got cows. I raise beefalo. I've got some old English bulldogs out here on my ranch that, you know, protect the place or just now that to the age they just lay there and look like it, man. And, you know, they enjoy beaver too, man. They enjoy beaver feet. It's just like taking them in and getting your dog's teeth brushed. Beaver feet, let me tell you something about the water organisms that's in the beaver feet, my man. They will clean your dog's teeth up. So
I need that because my dog's, dude, I got my dog's teeth cleaned yesterday. It's $500 per dog.
No, all you need is beaver feet.
I know.
What?
Dude, call me up, brother. I keep some extra beaver feet in the garage. Oh, listen, everybody loves beaver, man.
You can ship them.
I'm a connoisseur.
Hey, Scott, can I ask you a question?
That's it.
Later.
That's it. That was it.
That's your question.
Hey, what? I know you spend a lot of time in the woods. What's the craziest thing, or what's like the weirdest thing you found in the woods wandering, like, you know, doing your job? Is there anything that stands out?
So check this out. When I'm up in the high country and I'm in the back country, you know, nature's doing what nature does. It's when I come down into the two-legged wild country and somebody calls me. So check this out, man. I had a cat call me up the other day and said, I own a big condo complex, and HVAC was here. They were up in the attics, and they come bailing out, running and screaming, tripping, freaking out, saying, we're not doing anything till you get rid of the snake. And they're like, wait a minute, there's a snake up in the attic? So they call me, so I go in there. Check this out. I'm expecting maybe a garter snake or a bull snake. Them are the most common right here. My man, I pull out a 7-foot red-tailed boa. It was somebody's pet, and it caught me off guard being up in an attic with a 7-foot red-tailed boa, man.
Hey, so I'm trying to get a picture. What do you look like? How tall are you? Like, what color are your eyes? What's your face look like? You know what I mean?
Man, I am ugly, baby. I am ugly, man. Listen, my mama, she told me that the crow pooped me on a fence post and the sun hatched me, baby. I am ugly.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you married? So are you married? Do you have kids?
I am. I'm married. I got two beautiful kids, man, a little boy and a little girl. I am so blessed and highly favored, man. Every day I wake up on the side of the bed, I take a deep breath out of my eyes, and I thank God for the air in my lungs and the sight of my eyes. And, man, we got to bring that back, my man.
That's
we got to bring that back to the simplicity of life.
But how old
and
are
loving
you?
And knowing that we're here.
How old are you, Scott?
I am 48 years old, man. I'm 6 foot tall. I weigh 214 pounds. Oh, I'm built like a brick one, man. I'm broad shouldered.
How old are your kids?
My wife says I look like a bulldog, man. I got a big old head, no neck, except on my big white ass shoulders and no ass.
No ass.
Are you on Instagram?
I don't even know. Listen, I got a guy that we're on Instagram, Twitter, Glitter, Jitter. We're on all that. I don't know how that works, man. Well, I work out in the field, right? I understand wildlife. I don't know what goes on with the Jitter and Twitter. I do know that, you know, we have my personal Facebook. I know I got a Facebook, and I know how to do that. I screw it up sometimes. Scott Cisco. We do have Critter Getter of Northern Colorado. And let me tell you something about what my boy's putting together. This is called Cisco MWE, Cisco's Modern Wildlife Education.com. He is putting together a website that people can go to for free. There's no charge. And you can help yourself, man. We have lost touch with wildlife and what's going on out there in the jungle because we're too caught up in our two-legged jungle.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you next time you come across like a boa constrictor in an attic, will you just snap a picture and send it to us so we can put it up? Because now you're part of the family. We want to see what you're catching.
Hey, what is it?
Oh, come on, man. Y'all calling me family, man. Dude, I love you guys, man. I listen to y'all. I'll be cracking up and carrying on. Man, you brothers ain't right just like me.
Hey, I'm looking. Where are you? There's like 1,000 critter getters. What are you? Critter getter what?
Critter getter of Northern Colorado, baby. And it's got me on there. I think my Scott Cisco has actually got a picture of me standing there in one of my vests. It's a beaver vest. Yeah.
Here
yeah.
It is.
Okay. He really does.
Dude, I'm
use
ugly,
animals.
Bro. I'm ugly. Don't zoom in.
No, there's just animals. That's good. Okay.
Zoom out.
Scott, okay. How do you feel about raccoons as pets?
Listen, man, I love the thought of it. Man, I love these. Listen, I spent some time at the Capitol, and you want to see something fun. Go throw the critter getter all up in the Capitol.
Is this you?
Man, you talking. That's me, baby. I ain't right, man. And you know what?
This is exactly what I pictured you.
Yeah. I'm a showstopper, man.
You are with the hair like that? Baby. Hold on. I'm sending you. I was just thinking because you'd be perfect. Like, my sister's always looking for TV shows, and you definitely, your personality needs a TV show.
Yes.
Right? I just don't understand.
You know, people have told me that, but man, I don't know. Listen,
no.
I ain't right, man.
I ain't
right. Man, I'm as broke as the day is long.
That's why you're perfect for a TV show.
Mm-hmm. That's what he's
going to
be called.
Yeah, but you're authentic. Right. You're totally authentic and one of a kind for sure.
All right.
I've been told that too, baby.
I'm going to put you on the list of people for my sister to call who she doesn't listen to me ever. So it'll probably never happen.
But bam, listen, I ain't looking for fame and fortune.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
Straight up, man. My passion is the wildlife, man. I got to educate these fools out there. Again, I don't know how. I don't know how. We have divided so far left, so far right. We can't come together and have a conversation. We can't love on each other, hug each other. The COVID tore it up. Now, man, I got to do these air hugs. And listen, the critter getter don't know how to do no air hug, man.
Mm-hmm. You got to learn.
Yeah. All right, listen, we got to go. All right, we got to go, but
all right, man.
You're a beautiful man. Call us anytime.
Man. I'm jamming to you.
All right, brother. Peace out.
Bye.
Peace and hair grease.
Yeah, love y'all, man.
Love you
y'all.
Too. Thanks, Scott.
Later. Bye.